Craig has literally one job, but he screws it up every time. It'd be like if I was trying to say running back and I said wide receiver or something like that. That would be crazy. Could you imagine that?
As the host of a podcast.
About football. Could you imagine that?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Well, never mind then. Craig, you're off the hook. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Football a Spookity. Huh? It's Halloween. Hello. My name is Jeff Crisco. I'm here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. It's also the World Series. Walker, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm all right. Yeah, just chilling on Halloween, not getting any trick-or-treaters because I live in a very sparse area population-wise.
Nice. We don't get very many trick-or-treaters since COVID, so I don't know. That's, it's like they stopped doing it.
Sure, fair.
Yep. But I think we just got our first trick-or-treaters because my dogs are going crazy downstairs. So my wife's letting them outside. All right. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. We don't get very many trick-or-treaters either, but the wife gets all excited about whoever does show up the door, so that's always fun to watch her. Oh, there's kids at the door. Candy time. Oh,
yay!
Candy time! So.
Yeah, Kate is begrudgingly doing candy time. I usually do it.
I'm not a candy person either. I'm just like, whatever.
Who cares? Mike hates kids.
Yeah, I hate them. Get rid of them.
Mike's like, what are you, a ghost? Good. I wish you were dead, little child.
Jesus. I don't think Mike said that.
Speaking of ghosts, we're getting a ghost car at work on Monday. We're getting a mortuary van.
Jesus.
Car's going to be haunted.
Well, I mean, maybe not.
I don't want it to be normal. You know what else is haunting? The Miami Dolphins experience. They lost to the Baltimore Ravens 28-6. Baltimore's 3-5. Miami's 2-7. This was a boot to throat game for the Baltimore Ravens, kind of getting back to form. It was also a shot to Dick game for the Miami Dolphins, we'll say. a lot of unforced errors by the Miami Dolphins, which is a sign of a bad team. Honestly, like that's what'll happen. So, not much to take from this game, honestly, but let's get into the questions. Walker, you wanted to know about Mark Andrews. And, I mean, you didn't see this game coming, Walker.
It was very funny. Mark Andrews with the ultimate Mark Andrews, two catches for 22 yards and two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Really extremely productive on barely any usage. That is the Mark Andrews experience.
Yeah, and we were talking on Tuesday or Wednesday this week about how, like, I think you had him at tight end 13, and we're like, it's not like reliable production. And how did you not know that Derrick Henry is going to get stuffed inside the five twice? And then two Miami Dolphins are going to slam into each other and leave Mark Andrews wide open. Why could we not have predicted that? That's all you needed for a good Mark Andrews week.
Right. I mean, yeah, well, this is the experience. He either gets 4 or 16. That's, you know, so he is a high ceiling blob tight end.
Yep. All right, Mike, any thoughts on the other Ravens players on this one? Zay Flowers had a decent game. Derrick Henry got 119 rushing yards. Any other thoughts about the Ravens?
Well, it was definitely a tight end game.
Charlie Kohler?
Kohler. That one. Right. Yeah. Kohler got some love and likely... got some passes thrown towards him. So, yeah, it was definitely built around the tight end.
Yeah, he had a couple long plays, Isaiah Likely did, I think at 25 and a 35-yarder. And then that would mean he had one catch for 0 yards. But, Walker, you said not to start Charlie Kohler this week. How do you contend with the accusations that you are wrong as hell?
He did, I mean, how many points did he have? Like 7.2 or something?
He had 10.3 fantasy points in PPR.
Really?
He had more yards than Mark Andrews by one.
By one? Okay. well, hey, good for him. You know, I guess he was somehow a startable tight end this week.
Yep. And then on the other side, it was the most free space game out there. Greg Dulcich had some points. Who cares? Devon Achane did his thing. Over 100 yards total, six catches. Jalen Waddle, 6 for 82. And then we said, don't start Tua Tagovailoa under any circumstances, even though he had 4 touchdowns last week. And hey, guess what? We were right. All right. That's it for Thursday Night Football, unless there's anything anybody wants to add.
I thought that the sequence of Larry Borum false starting on a 4th-and-1 with Mike McDaniel screaming at him from the sideline, it's a fucking touchdown. And then Riley Patterson shanking the 33-yard field goal immediately after that was very emblematic of the Dolphins season.
Yes. Also very emblematic of the Dolphins season is Ollie Gordon falling down, getting called for a penalty, and then the running backs coach screaming at him for getting the penalty, not listening to the fact that Ollie Gordon got the penalty because he fell down.
Yeah. He didn't do anything wrong at all. Yeah. His running backs coach is excoriating him.
Yeah. And he's screaming back.
At all. Right. Yeah. And I understood why he was pissed. He had every reason to be.
Hashtag Ollie did nothing wrong. Hashtag Ollie was right. He also got hurt and left the game. So fun stuff. All right. Let's talk about the Sunday game, shall we? We've only got 4 teams on a bye this week, so it's nowhere near as disastrous as last week was. Oh, by the way, remember, Walker, I said it felt so good to put all my guys back in my lineup on Tuesday. I forgot to take out Mark Andrews in my flex. So that worked out for me.
Yeah, you are very lucky on that one.
Yeah, I went, so I started watching the game late and I was going to pick up Halloween candy and I went, oh God, did I forget to take out Mark Andrews? And I look and Mark Andrews has 2 touchdowns and I'm like, okay, never mind.
Sweet.
We're good. All right, so let's talk about Sunday. Like I said, Browns, Bucks, Eagles, Jets, not too many teams on bye. We're going to start off with the Niners because that's where ESPN starts me off. Niners are 5-3, travel West Coast to East Coast, take on the New York Giants, who are 2-6. Niners 2.5-point road favorites, 48.5-point over under. Ricky Pearsall is out, as is Jake Brendel, Bryce Huff, and Yetur Gross-Matos. Brock Purdy is questionable with the toe injury, but Coach Kyle Shanahan did say that Brock Purdy would not be starting this weekend. They're taking it easy with him, letting Mac Jones get one more start. We said that, you know, this is probably going to happen because they can beat the Giants without Brock Purdy. Spencer Burford, Ben Bartsch, Sam Okonawanyu. Sam-O. Yeah, Jordan Elliott and D. Winters are all questionable. For the Giants, Chauncey Goldston, Paulson Adebo, Cordell Flott. Why can I not talk today? Cordell Flott, Art Green are out. Daniel Bellinger, Jermaine Eluemunor are doubtful. Rico Payton and Javon Holland are questionable. My question is about the San Francisco 49ers. What do we think last week? Did the Niners run out of bullshit and this week is going to be bad for them? Or is the matchup just too tough last week against the extremely good Houston Texans defense?
I think that they are in the process of running out of bullshit, but I think they have enough bullshit to beat the Giants.
Bullshit detector low.
Yeah, bullshit detector's on like a 4 out of 10 right now.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. They should beat the Giants. They just ran into, as you mentioned, a very good defense in Houston, and their offense was not as up to the challenge, I guess. And so, yeah, this should be something that they should walk away with the victory.
All right, so Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle must starts. What about this 49ers passing game? We've had bad outings from Kendrick Bourne lately after he had 2 great games. Are we going to trust any of the wide receivers on this team?
I think Juwan Jennings is an okay wide receiver 3. Kendrick Bourne only in deeper leagues, I would say.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Giants defense is tough, especially up front. Mm-hmm. The cornerbacks, I guess, I don't know how good they are, but
not great.
So yeah, they should take advantage. I mean, it just depends on what kind of quarterback we see out of Mac Jones, the one that we've been seeing lately that hasn't been as good, that's, you know, sort of turning into a pumpkin, or the one that showed up earlier when he first stepped onto the field in place of Brock Purdy's injury. So we'll see. But I wouldn't trust too much out of these wide receivers. Kendrick Bourne is probably the only guy. Or
Yeah. It is Giants' bad pass defense. My passing game model, they're the number 8th best matchup for the passing games this week. Mac Jones, 3rd in the NFL in passing yards per game. Last week was a terrible game, still had 2 passing touchdowns. So I think there's going to be production there, but both of those passing touchdowns did go to the tight end. What do we think about streaming Mac Jones? Yes, no?
I would try to stream somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a couple other quarterbacks that I would like to see in front of Mac Jones.
Okay, Mac Jones or Sam Darnold streaming this week?
Darnold.
Yeah, Darnold.
All right, Trevor Lawrence or... I'm sorry, damn it, I let it go. I was just, I gave it
Mac
up.
Mac Jones
or Trevor Lawrence?
Mac Jones on that one, yeah.
All right. But what if I told you they have to emphasize BTJ, who leads the NFL in drops?
Jeez.
I mean, I think BTJ will be fine, but also, who the hell else do they have?
Parker Washington or Malik Washington? I'm not sure which one is on which team. There is 2 Washingtons in Florida, one and one is on the Jaguars.
Yeah, that's Parker, and my dad did the same thing last night.
Yeah.
Is that Malik? I was like, no.
It's unconscionable for 2 Florida teams with tealish colors to both have Washingtons as their...
Just wait until Tampa signs Taj Washington from their practice squad or something.
No! Man, a bunch of Florida filled with Washington. What is this, Mar-a-Lago?
Jesus Christ.
Folks, Mar-a-Lago. All right. Mike, on the other side, you have a question about the New York Giants quarterback.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Jackson Dart, is he a good quarterback or is he just mobile? I mean, like, I'm not saying he's comparable to Lamar Jackson, but Lamar Jackson's a good quarterback. He's not just
He said it!
Woo! Hospital's taking a lot out of me. Where, you know, Tyler Huntley is not a good quarterback. He's just mobile. So What is Jackson Dart? Is he a good quarterback or is he just like Tyler Huntley, just a mobile quarterback?
I think he's better than Tyler Huntley, but I don't think he's good. I mean, I would say he's more mobile quarterback than good quarterback. I think that's pretty clear.
I do think he's better than, like, he's above, like, Justin Fields as a quarterback.
Slightly, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at some of his advanced stats here. His first read throw percentage is just over 50%, which is really low.
He shows some touch sometimes, which I like. But I think he has very slightly exceeded my expectations.
Yeah. I mean, I called him Drew Lock, and I, you know, that's, he's more than Drew Lock, but
yeah, barely. I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think he's above like the Justin Fields, Drew Locks and mobile quarterback, but he's not like at the, like Lamar Jackson level. I'm trying to think of other mobile quarterbacks that we've seen in the past. But it's escaping me.
Kyler?
I don't know. Huh?
Kyler?
Kyler? I think Kyler, I don't know. Is he in the same? I think, would you rather have Jackson Dart or Kyler? I think that's that. That's a good question.
For fantasy?
No, for your team.
Oh, I really don't know.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's the good spot for him. Near okay. Kyler. Which Kyler is just not great, man.
No. No, he isn't.
All right.
But I do have Jackson Dart QB6 this week, so you should start him.
All right. More like Jackson Fart, folks. All right. Tyrone Tracy is going to be the starting running back. Do we care? With no Cam Scataboo.
Sorta.
Sorta.
He's a decent flex option. Like, I think you can play him. It'll probably get you double-digit points, but I don't think... I think he's, like, high floor, low ceiling.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah. Tyrone. I mean, he should get a lot of the carries. Mm-hmm. So that the volume is important here, but I'm not really liking the matchup. So I think flex is probably the best territory if you're going to play him.
All right. Juan Daddy, wide receiver 3. They can beat up on the Niners. Theo Johnson, okay streamer. There's other better streamers, though.
Agreed.
Mike, what do you think?
Yes.
All right. We all got the Niners winning this one. Let's go to the next game. Walker's disappointment of the week. Chicago, 4-3. Travel to Cincinnati. Take on the 3-5 Bengals. Chicago, 2.5-point. Road favorites, 51.5-point over-under. Roshan Johnson, DeAndre Swift, both out, as is Luther Burden and Dominique Robinson. I'm too far away from my screen to read this one. Amen Abong-Bamiga is out for this one as well. I'm sorry, he's questionable. On the Bengals side, Trey Hendrickson. Jesus Christ. I am so sorry. I cannot talk today. Long week. Trey Hendrickson, Logan Wilson, Marco Wilson. Any relation? Are all doubtful. Joe Flacco is questionable, as is Dalton Risner and Oren Burks. 49ers legend Oren Burks. Walker. You want to know if we should be calling him Kyle Just a Guy, but I think given the holiday, we should call him Kyle Moanin' Guy.
Ah, pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, I put this question in here before I even realized that DeAndre Swift was not going to play this week.
Yeah.
So I do think he's going to be kind of just a guy. I think he'll be fine as the lead back against Cincinnati, because I think he's not particularly impressive, but he's going up against a team that is also not particularly impressive, and he'll be the pretty clear starting running back, I feel. So, I mean, they're probably going to call Travis Homer up. Either he's on the practice squad or on the roster, I don't know which, but he'll be the backup, and he won't do anything. So, I have Moanin' Guy at 19. I don't think he's a must start, but I think in most cases you probably have to play him.
Yeah, I think given the matchup and the fact that, like you said, there's like literally nobody else there. Right. There that you kind of have to you have to lean into it. And he's less than 50% rostered, so you can get him off of the waiver wire. And like, would you rather start Moanin' Guy or like Alvin Kamara?
That's close. Literally back to back in my rankings. God damn.
How does he do it, folks?
I'll go with Moanin' Guy.
All right, Mike, what do you think? Moanin' Guy or Alvin Kamara?
Yeah, I agree. I think I gotta go Moanin' Guy here.
Moanin' Guy or Woody Marks in a bad matchup versus Denver?
It's literally the next guy below Kamara.
How does he do it?
Really funny if your next guy is the next one, but yeah, Moanin' Guy again.
Now I'm going to jump to a different spot. Kenneth Walker or Moanin' Guy?
That's number 23.
Jesus.
So close.
How does he do it? So Moanin' Guy for you, Walker. What about for you, Mike?
I got to go Walker.
All righty. Caleb. I mean, this is a great matchup. Caleb Williams has been up and down this season. I think given the matchup, you're starting him. Caleb or Jackson Fart?
Fart.
Fart.
Caleb, or my fourth quarterback that I desperately need in Big Dynasty Drix, thank you, Walker. Matthew Stafford.
You're welcome. you're welcome for that soon-to-be 38-year-old man.
Hey, you know what? I have three quarterbacks and one healthy this week, so that's needed totally another quarterback.
Fair. I did the same thing a few years ago. The first year when I won it, I traded a first-round pick for Kirk Cousins. So
yeah.
I think Caleb over Stafford, though, this week.
All right, Mike?
I got to go Stafford this week.
All right, Caleb or Bo Nix?
Bo Nix playing Houston? No.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams. Okay.
Mike?
Bo.
Bo. Ooh. Oh, Mike's going with Bo Nix. Okay. All righty. And then DJ Moore, wide receiver 3. Roma Dunze, wide receiver 2.
I have a Dunze at 12 overall, so I guess technically a wide receiver 1, but right on the edge. And then DJ Moore, I don't know if you can play him. I know it's a good matchup, but he's just not really that involved right now.
Okay. I think with no Luther, I guess Luther Burden doesn't do that much, though.
No, he doesn't do anything either.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, DJ Moore, not great lately, so maybe bench DJ Moore. All right, we trust in either of these tight ends. Cole Kmet, Colston Loveland.
No.
No.
I concur. All right. Mike, your question is about the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, so with the Bengals, do we start T. Higgins?
That's a good question, because last week he came through 1 for 44 and a touchdown, so he got you, right, you know, your double-digit points, but 2 targets.
And Joe Flacco's banged up right now. He's gonna play, but he's banged up.
That just means more where is one, which means less T. Higgins, which means like I probably would rather start DJ Moore than T. Higgins.
Okay, interesting. Here, I'll give you guys 4 questions here, okay?
Okay.
T. Higgins or Khalil Shakir against Kansas City?
Khalil.
Yeah, give me Shakir.
Okay. Higgins or Romeo Doubs against Carolina?
T. Higgins.
Romeo.
Wherefore art thou?
Fair enough. Higgins or Xavier Worthy against the Bills?
Higgins.
Higgins.
And Higgins or Jameson Williams against the Vikings?
JMO.
Higgins.
John Morton was talking about Jameson Williams like he was trying to get an X back.
Oh, yeah. It was so funny because even the ESPN article, which is not even a local bent on it at all, was like, Jameson Williams refused to make this a big deal at all. And John Morton was like, I suck, man. This is terrible what I did to you. And Jameson was like, man, I don't know. It's coming.
And John Moore was like, I'm so sorry, man.
I know. It was so funny that he was like, I really need to apologize to you. And Jamo was like, really?
Yeah. He's like, I don't care.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll go Jamo. I think it's Jamo week.
It could be Jamo week.
Yeah. I mean, it's Minnesota. It can be anybody's week that they want it to be. So it'll be Jamo week. All right. Well,
Minnesota's defense is still pretty good.
Not lately. Not lately, not according to my model, which emphasizes the last 5 weeks. They've been not good.
Well, I hope they continue to do that.
Yeah. I think because what it is Brian Flores is so blitz happy and teams have just figured out, you just have to throw it over the blitz and then there are problems.
Yeah. And so, if you're against the Lions, that's going to be problems.
Yeah. I mean, if the blitzes work because teams don't expect them, if you expect the blitz, you just have every play have a blitz beater in it.
Yeah. So you just have you have Jameson Williams running a drag route and then,
yeah, exactly.
It's over.
Yeah. Jameson Williams running a drag route. Nobody within 10 yards of him when he catches the ball.
Is that good?
It is if you're Jameson Williams. All right. Joe Flacco, if he plays, do you play him?
No.
I don't like starting old injured quarterbacks.
Seems big, like big talk. Big talk from Mike calling him old, but all right, we'll let it slide. All right, who do we got in this one? I don't even know who I have. I have the Bengals.
Bengals.
All right, let's talk about Minnesota at Detroit. Minnesota 3-4, Detroit 5-2, Detroit 9.5-point home favorites, 48.5-point over-under. We all got the Lions in this one, mostly because CJ Ham won't be playing for the Minnesota Vikings. Not really.
Oh, Ham.
No Ham. Yeah. Kill Beef, Go Ham. Anybody?
Never even liked Ham to begin with, so.
Ham, not great. Do you want slime and salt? Let me get you some Ham. But now I don't eat pork, so it's easy. All right.
Bullshit. Pork's delicious.
I have some personal issues with pork. Don't forget I was a pescatarian for several years.
I know.
CJ Ham out, Josh Oliver out, Jeff Okuda out. Christian Darrisaw, Brian O'Neill, Andrew Van Ginkle, and Josh Metellus questionable. For the Lions, no Craig Reynolds or Malcolm Rodriguez or Kirby Joseph. Sione Vaki, Taylor Decker, Avante Maddox, and Daniel Thomas are all questionable. My question is week one National Football Conference Offensive Player of the Week, Jonathan James McCarthy, actually bad? Mike, before you hopped on, Walker and I were going through all the guys in week one that were more worthy of NFC Offensive Player of the Week than J.J. McCarthy. The list was not short.
It was about half a dozen guys, yeah.
Yeah, it was about half a dozen guys. And then we discovered something horrifying, which was J.J. McCarthy had the fewest passing yards among all NFC quarterbacks in week one.
Wow.
143 yards and two touchdowns.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I discovered a median Brock Purdy game, 277 and 2, was what he had in week one, and he didn't. Jonathan James McCarthy won instead of.
Is that his actual?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Sometimes you'll just make something up. So
like Michael J. Gesicki. is he actually bad? I think the answer is yes. I think the other question is, was he stealth? Was he sneaky benched?
I think the answer to those questions are TBD and yes, for sure he was stealth benched.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think? Was he stealth benched? Keep in mind, Carson Wentz had to have his shoulder amputated immediately before the game last week, and he played.
That is very true. I think they wanted him 100% perfectly healthy. There was no rush to put him on the field. So if you consider that sneakily benched or stealthily benched, then yes. If it's just football protocol, then no.
Yeah. There was no rush. That guy plays for Baltimore.
Wow.
We're playing Justin Jefferson. TJ Hockenson is a blob guy. Like, God bless. I've moved on from the need for a quote-unquote TJ Hockenson in my life.
TJ Hockenson, tight end 15 for me, every week going forward forever. Probably not true, but that's about where he'll land most weeks.
Figure out a way to lock a cell in Google Sheets. Just leave TJ Hockenson there, no matter what happens. That. Yeah. What are we doing with these running backs? Last week, Aaron Jones came back. Jordan Mason and Jones split time, split carries. Neither were particularly productive. What are we doing with these guys this week?
I don't think you can play Jordan Mason against a good run defense in the Lions because he doesn't catch any passes. Jones seems like he's come back and he's the 1A again. That seems like a peculiar decision, but he's going to catch passes at least. So I think he's like a low-end RB2, high-end flex type guy. But, I mean, he's right in that. He's the guy who I had at RB22, actually.
Okay. Jordan Mason or Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt?
I would go with JCM on that one.
Mike?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Aaron Jones or JCM?
I would go with Aaron Jones there.
Aaron Jones, yeah.
Okay. Either of those guys or Kyle Monongai?
Boo.
Well, moaning guy. Moaning guy.
Moaning guy.
Going with the moaning guy, huh? Interesting. All right. Walker, you wanted to... We talked about this already, but Jameson Williams.
Well, we see Waymo targets.
Yeah, we already talked about this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it's going to be at least Jameson Williams will at least have a good opportunity to have a good week, I think.
I think so, too. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, he should, especially against his worst defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we firing up all of our Lions?
Let's see. Jared Goff, you can play. I don't think he's a must-start, but it's fine. Gibbs, yes. Montgomery, same as Goff. I literally have Goff as QB12 and Montgomery as running back 24. So, right at the back end of playable. Amon-Ra, obviously, and Laporta, yes.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Can't disagree with Walker on the line, so sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Not just... biased enough to be assailed.
just biased enough. All right. That's it. We all got the Lions winning. Let's talk about Carolina and the Packers. Carolina 4-4. Packers 5-1-1. Green Bay 13.5-point home favorites. 44.5-point over under. Cade Mays and Princely Umanumelen are out for the Panthers. Andy Dalton, Tyler Moton, and Damian Lewis are questionable, as are Chandler Zavala, Trevin Wallace, and Nick Scott. Dontavian Wicks, Lucas Van Ness, and Nick Neiman are out for the Packers. Quay Walker and Brandon McManus are questionable. Mike's question is about the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, is Rico Dowdle the only starter available on this team?
No, Walker's favorite rookie wide receiver.
Wrong, but I think Rico is the only guy you have to start this week, so I see where Mike's coming from.
I would if I had to deal with a flex spot, I think it would be very close trying to decide between Dowdle and Teteroa McMillan. One thing we haven't mentioned before we get into discussion, I think we should mention, Dave Canales said, basically he was talking about Chuba in the past tense. Not great. Not what you're looking for.
No.
So Rico Dowdle seems to be the starter. So, I mean, this is a tough run defense. I think I'd rather start McMillan than Dowdle, honestly. This is a tough run defense.
Mr. Pryor's.
What do you mean, Mr. Pryor's?
Mr. Pryor's is a guy going with a guy he loves. Mm-hmm.
I was the one who hit this backfield with they're the same guy. So what
are you talking about? You're going with McMillan, the guy you love.
I know. So I'm not saying that I hate Rico Dowdle.
I know.
I'm not going full Pryor's. Anyways. I would rather go McMillan than Dowdle, but I think they're both starters. That's where I am.
I have Millen at wide receiver 26. So yeah, probably starting him, but there's definitely scenarios where you wouldn't be, but not a ton of them, I would say.
Mike, what do you think?
I was trying to quiet the dogs. What's the question?
Oh, Dowdle or
McMillan? Yeah.
Yeah, Dowdle or McMillan?
I go Dowdle.
Okay. And then that's it for this team, right? I don't want to start Chuba. I don't want to start anybody else.
No, you don't want to start anybody else for sure.
All right. Walker, your question is about Matthew Golden.
Are we holding onto him on our fantasy rosters?
I don't know why you would. What has he shown you this season that gives you any hope other than his draft stock?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's looked all right when they give him the ball, but Christian Watson came back and immediately took that role. So he's a gimmick player now.
Yeah. I mean, you've got so many guys on this team and none of them are particularly like target dominant. So don't have much interest in holding on to Matthew Golden.
Mike, what about you?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Matthew Golden. I thought he'd be a lot more. I thought the Packers were going to give this guy keys to the car and have him be, you know, the number one wide receiver, and that this has not turned out so whatsoever. So no, I'm definitely over Matthew Golden.
Yeah, you thought he was getting keys to a car. Turns out he was getting a damn Uber pool, yeah. Folks.
He's an Uber.
He's sharing with everybody on that team. So I think with Christian Watson back, this team's about to get really messy. And I wouldn't want to start any of these wide receivers if I could, but probably Romeo Doubs is the one I would start. What do we think?
Yeah, if any of them.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Tucker Kraft, you're starting. Josh Jacobs, you're starting. Jordan Love's probably like a high-end RB2. I mean, QB2. Sorry.
Yes, I would agree.
Great.
All right. Perfect. That's it. Pretty easy game. Let's talk about Chargers Titans. Chargers 5-3, Titans 1-7. Chargers 9.5 point road favorites, 43.5 point over under. Hassan Haskins, Tarheeb Still, Tony Jefferson are all out for the Chargers. Will Disley, Mekhi Becton, Deanne Leonard, and Josh Harris are questionable. Calvin Ridley, Jeffrey Simmons, Arden Key, Xavier Woods are out for the Titans. And Bryce Oliver is questionable. And Walker, you have a punny joke here. I don't think all your posts, your jokes left unnoticed. They weren't left unnoticed.
Yes. Will the Titans be left checking their Vidal signs?
Yeah. They're going to be opening the kimono. Does that work? Opening the kimono? Opening the kimono?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they'll die. Mike, what do you think?
The Titans definitely are going to be on life support for sure.
Yeah, it's. I mean, Kimani Vidal is going to go all over them. Yeah. He's going to run all over them.
Yeah, RB14 for me, must start player.
They're going to have Vidal is going to have them saying, "My mommy, Kavani." Kimani Vidal? Mamani Vidal? Close. No. I looked up, I'm on rhymezone.com and it's slant rhymes. That's for Kimani. They could be saying, my Bonnie Vidal.
Jesus Christ. Just let it go.
Brahmani Vidal? Thy folly, Vidal? All right. What are we doing with this passing game? I think that's a real question for the Chargers. Because Quentin Johnston, on milk cartons, folks. He's gone. For guy being so big, they lost. How'd they lose it?
Stop being wide open again.
Yeah. So over the last two games, 6 targets, 2 catches, 30 yards. Coincidentally, that was his line 2 games ago because he did nothing last week. After Jeff asking and cursing, is he a must-start wide receiver? Over the last 3 games, 10 targets, 6 catches, and 70 yards. Can you start Quentin Johnston this week against the Titans?
No. No.
I don't
know.
Oh, no. The guy has to show up sooner or later, right? I mean, he can't disappear forever.
Does he? Does he?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he can just disappear.
Poof, gone.
That's a very Midwest nice way of saying he can fuck off. I think it'd be okay. I think he could disappear. Quentin Johnston or Chimere DK in this game?
I gotta go QJ.
I'm going DK.
I'm going QJ, unfortunately.
Wrong!
That's not... a big difference, but I the DK stuff is mostly still one game.
So I'm gonna
not buy into it quite yet.
Okay. QJ or Darnell Mooney?
Go QJ on that
QJ,
one too.
Yeah.
QJ or any Packers wide receiver?
Ops.
Yeah, I'll go Dobbs.
Just Dobbs?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Keenan Allen and Ladd McConkey both starts. Arundhé Gadsden a start. Kamani Vidal a start. Justin Herbert a start? Question mark.
I agree with all five of those.
Yep.
Okay. All right. You're starting all your Chargers, except for Quentin Johnston, according to me, but including Quentin Johnston in some situations, according to my lovely co-hosts. All right. And then the Titans are free space team. Fuck off. Maybe Chimeri DK if you're me. If you're specifically me, I'm buying into it, folks. They're calling him Chimeri DK Metcalf.
You're calling him that.
I'm using the royal they.
Mm.
All right, Walker, sneaky banger of the week. Falcons 3-4 travel to New Orleans, take on the 6-2. I'm sorry, New England, take on the 6-2 New England Patriots. New England 5.5 point favorites, 44.5 point over under. Casey Washington is out in this one. They should trade Casey Washington to the Buccaneers. Right. Storm Norton, Zach Harrison, Billy Bowman are also all out for the Falcons. Leonard Floyd, Jalen Walker, Jesse Bates are questionable. And Ramondre Stevenson is out for the New England Patriots. Walker, your question is about Drake the Snake London.
Is he going to London Broil the competition?
Bang. I think he's going to get he's going to get like a 50% target share. It's going to be going back to like the end of last season.
Yeah, I see him in this game having like 9 catches on 14 targets for 118 yards.
Big game. Big game.
Yay.
What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, he definitely should. Get him in there.
Get him in there. There we go.
Kyle?
Yeah, I have him wide receiver 9, so top 10 play this week for me.
Damn, son. All right, Kyle Pitts. He's good now, folks. Is Kyle Pitts must start?
Blob.
Every week? No. This week? Yeah.
So in his last 4 games, he's had 9 for 59, 7 for 62, 3 for 18 against the Bills, whatever. 5 for 70 and a touchdown against the Commanders. I kind of feel like he's got a floor.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, even the Bills game was about as bad as it gets, and that's still 5 points. It's not as bad as it could be. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I have, I think on a week-to-week basis, he's like a better play than a Mark Andrews right now. So, yeah, I would say he's close to must start. Not quite, but close.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Let's get him in there.
All right. Mike saying he's in there. Mike saying he Kyle fits in the lineup, folks.
Yeah, he does.
All right. Whoa.
Perfect.
Are we starting Michael Penix?
No.
Okay. Good. Correct answer.
No.
All right. My question is Travion Henderson physically capable of taking advantage of this opportunity without Ramondre Stevenson? What do we think,
folks? He's capable. I don't think he's going to do amazing things. I think he'll compile a decent game. Atlanta's defense is pretty good, and I think he's gonna end up with like 16 carries for 59 yards and 4 catches for 20 yards.
The Falcons are sneakily a beatable run defense. So I think that he could have a good game. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, this is going to be a true test for him. He should have this backfield pretty much all to himself. And if he doesn't do well, I mean, performance-wise, I mean, stats and numbers will give a good indication. But just playing well, just making the right decisions and hitting the hole when you should and those kind of things. If he doesn't do that, then his career is not on the incline. It's on the decline already. So
he just started.
But I mean, how many opportunities is this guy going to get to to be something. And I mean, I'm not saying it's over. I'm just saying it's, you know, it's not, the trajectory is going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, he's pointing in the wrong direction.
Right. So he's definitely going to need to do some things well on the field to prove himself.
Okay. And to answer your question, how many opportunities is he going to get? More than Caleb Johnson, folks.
Yeah.
Exactly. More than Caleb Johnson.
that is true.
All right. We're starting Drake May, obviously. What are we doing with these wide receivers? I'm going to start off with this. Don't buy into the Mac Hollins from last week. Kayshon right. Booty and Stephon Diggs are the question here. So who would you rather start, Diggs or Booty?
Diggs.
All right. Booty is, like Walker said last week or earlier this week, what if Jameson Williams got targets?
I did not know.
did you listen to the intro, Walker?
Yes, I did. And there's okay. there's no record of it.
So. All right. Mike and I have the Patriots winning. Walker, big Atlanta Falcons fan, doing the Dirty Bird.
Dirty Bird.
Right. I'm currently doing the Dirty Bird, and I'm not currently doing the Dirty Bird.
That would be impressive for you to be talking in such a leveled manner while doing the Dirty Bird.
He sounds downright reasonable.
Yeah. All right. Mike's boys, the 7-1 Indianapolis Colts, who Mike continues to just tank his picks so that his boys will win.
That's right.
They're 3.5-point favorites over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers 4-3, 50.5-point over under. There's so much wrong with this, because for this to get to 50.5, the Colts have to win by more than 3.5. Because the Steelers don't have that many points in their offense. It just doesn't happen. Ideally, the Steelers are like, we're gonna score 19 points. That's the Steelers.
The implied total here is 27-24.
Yeah, there ain't 24 points in the Steelers offense.
No, probably not. Or 27-23, I guess. But yeah, if Indy lets them hang around, I could see that being the final score. But if Indy plays like their standard game, I think this is going to be a 2-score win.
Yeah, I think so. All right, injuries in this one. Anthony Gould, Samson Ebukam are out for the Colts. Tyquan Lewis, Grover Stewart, Jalen Jones are questionable. Scott Miller, Corey Trice,
Jabril Doomsday Preppers.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jabril, we've got your post-career podcasting niche already to go. Jabril Peppers is out. Will Howard, Malik Harrison, Cole Holcomb, and Chuck Clark are all questionable. Let's just go with this. Steelers free space team. You're starting Jalen Warren. You're starting DK Metcalf. You're starting Aaron Rodgers in a 2-quarterback league. Mike, you wanted to know about your namesake on the Colts.
Yeah, it's Michael Pittman top 20 this week.
Every week. Steelers, if anybody says Steelers are a tough defense, congratulations. They don't know ball.
Yeah, you haven't known ball for a while.
Yeah. Troy Polamalu ain't walking through that door.
Yeah, I have Michael Pittman at 15 this week, and that might even be a bit conservative.
Yeah, Steelers are the number 6 fantasy points defense against wide receivers. So they're just bleeding points to the position. The one team that did not bleed points, Green Bay Packers, baby. Way to go, Packers. Even then, Christian Watson, 4-for-4, 85 yards.
You're not going to hear me saying anything like that.
No. All right. So, yes, I think he is a top 20 play this week. What do you think about your own boy?
He better be. If he's not,
damn,
then the Colts are in trouble.
Mike said, they're not. Jonathan Taylor has 9 touchdowns in the last 3 games. They're not in trouble if Michael Pittman is not a top 20. Get out of here.
They got to be at all together. Or if it's not, then it's in trouble.
Oh my God. All right. That's fine. Mike, all this is working for you, so we'll keep letting you do it. Doubting the Colts is working for you, so we're letting you do it. Tyler Warren is a must start. Josh Downs, I would not start. He's coming off of an injury. Alec Pierce is a desperation boom bust, like second flex. And Jonathan Taylor is a must start guy. What about Daniel Jones, Indiana Jones, as they call him?
I think he is a fantastic start this week against a Pittsburgh defense that is not good.
Remember when Joe Flacco came off the street and scored like a million fantasy points against them?
Right, yeah. I do remember that, and I think Daniel Jones is going to do something quite similar. Quarterback 4 for me on the week.
Whoa.
All right, Mike. I like Mike, that. You think he's going to be terrible, right?
He's not going to be good.
Okay.
He's going to turn into a pumpkin.
We all understand you're contractually obligated to say that. All right. And so Walker and I have the Colts. Mike is, of course, picking against the Colts, as he does every week. Mike picks.
You know, I'm not going to give him the amount of shit that I gave him for picking the Titans, at least.
Oh, no. No, I mean, this is a 3.5 point spread.
Could happen.
It's a 3.5 point road game. Like, it could happen. The Titans was egregious.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I actually almost thought about picking the Colts, but I'm like, I can't.
No,
I can't. This has worked all year. I cannot do that. So yeah,
well, except for the 1 week it didn't work. To be fair,
yeah, yeah. To count the record of this working, I would say it's roughly, I would say like 6-1 or 7-1 of it working somewhere in that ballpark.
That's right. So it's gotta work.
That's right. All right. Speaking of it's got to work, Bo Nix against the Houston Texans defense. That ain't going to work.
No.
Let's talk about Denver and Houston. Denver 6-2, Houston 3-4, Houston 1.5 point home favorites, 39.5 point over under. I'm not down in Vegas, folks. I'm not going, what the hell, like they did with the Niners last week. Marvin Mims is out, as is Nate Adkins, Patrick Surtain, and PJ Locke. Elijah Huzzy is out for the Texans. Jacob Johnson, Dalton Schultz, Denico Autry, and Dylan. Oh, there you go. Two different Dylan references. He's questionable. All right, Walker, you want to know? Are we smoking that Troy Danklin this week?
Right, is what we're smoking going to be Troy Danklin, or is it going to be Troy Stanklin?
Oh, man. I think it's going to be Troy Stanklin.
Yeah, it's going to be some Stanklin going on.
I'm not going.
Gonna stank too, yeah.
I'm not going back to it this week. Like, wide receiver 1 last week, this is a completely different situation. I feel like a receiver like Troy Franklin is so matchup dependent that I do not want to start him this week against the Texans defense.
I have him at 35. Without Marvin Mims at all, I think that he'll continue to be targeted, and he probably won't necessarily get Derek Stingley all the time, but I think it's still a risky play against a defense that is so good at getting pressure and an offense that can't keep the quarterback upright.
I concur. Mike, you concur as well?
Yes.
All right. RJ Harvey had a huge week last week. Guess what? He had the same target and touch load. It was just
to score some touchdowns.
The Cowboys were not interested in playing defense last week. So nope. that's what happened. All right. What about J.K. Dobbins? I would go back to him this week. I think you have to temper expectations because the Texans are a good defense, as we mentioned. But it's hard to get away from a guy who gets his, you know, who produces every week like J.K. Dobbins does.
I agree. He's at the back end of my must-start running backs at RB16.
Mike, do you concur?
Yeah, I think as long as he's healthy, he's definitely going to be anywhere between, you know, 12 and 24.
Okay. I'm not going to steal from Mike's question, but Woody Marks or J.K. Dobbins?
J.K.
J.K.
Those are my initials, by the way. I'm just saying. His name's Jeff Crisco Dobbins. When I was a kid, just to derail a little bit, when I was a kid in the AOL chat rooms, my old AIM handle was JK286, and people would say JK, and I thought they were talking to me, and then they were saying just kidding.
Oh.
And they would say JK, and I would say what? And they'd be like, what? And I was like, weren't you talking to me? They're like, no. That was my experience as a youth in chat rooms. Not groomed, folks. I was not groomed, and I mostly just confused people. That was my experience. Okay.
Who is this off-putting child?
Who is this off-putting child? That's the tagline to Matilda. Who is this off-putting child? All right, Mike, you want to know about the two guys that I would start on this team, the Texans, Nico Collins and Woody Marks.
Yeah, so who's going to score more fantasy points, Collins or Marks?
I'm going to go Collins because no Sertan.
Correct. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say if it was Sertan playing, I would go with Woody Marks, but he's not playing. So we're getting Riley. They're calling him Riley confused with upturned hands Moss. Because that's how he's after every play. Because they're just calling penalties on him constantly.
After this week, if he's going to have to cover big Nico Collins after this week, I think he's going to be Riley Mossed.
Oh, point, point, point. Writing that down. Riley Mossed. Folks, we have something better than Reporgan. All right. Woody Marks, though. Back end RB2.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
Marks or Kamara?
Ooh.
We already kind of do this, but...
We'll go Marks.
Kamara.
I am starting. I had that choice, and I pulled Woody Marks off my practice squad to start him over Alvin Kamara. Oh, no, I pulled him off last week. Never mind, because I had nobody else to play. So, yeah, I'm going Woody Marks over Kamara.
Jeff, going with Woody.
That's right. Call me damn Buzz Lightyear, folks.
That's right.
In Toy Story 2 and later, because he was not going with Woody in the first one.
Folks, because he doesn't have any hair.
What?
I don't know.
Walker, have you seen Toy Story? Please tell me you've seen Toy Story.
Yes, I have seen Toy Story.
Okay, perfect. By the way, absolutely disgusting. Walker has seen A Clockwork Orange and not Star Wars. This is out of control.
Really?
This is unacceptable.
That's interesting.
This is unacceptable, Walker.
Also, I have seen A Clockwork Orange, and I also think it's bad.
That's fine. You can have your opinions on it. You can't even have an opinion on Star Wars because you've never seen it.
That is correct. Only Rogue One.
Rogue One slaps.
Rogue One is good.
I like it.
Rogue One might be the third best Star Wars movie.
Well, I think it's the best one because I've seen one.
there are some folks that think it's the best, but I disagree with them. That would be The Empire Strikes Back. That's the best Star Wars movie. Folks. All right. That's it for this one. Mike and I have Denver. Walker has Houston. Walker loves CJ Stroud. Don't play CJ Stroud this week. Don't do it.
Don't do that. No. I guess. Sure. Yeah. I think CJ Stroud is a little bit better than Bo Nix.
Oh yeah. We need to talk about Bo Nix. Don't play Bo Nix this week.
Yeah. We talked about Bo Nix. Yeah. I'm not doing that. Not against this defense.
Yeah, I think this is going to be, I would take the under. I think this is the lowest over-under of the week, and I will take the under.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite under of the week is definitely the Chicago-Cincinnati 51.5 point over-under. I don't think that's getting there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I could definitely see this one being under, even though it's low.
Yeah, the only way this one hits the over is defensive touchdowns.
At least one of these teams is definitely going to not get to 20 points.
Yeah, I agree. So, all right. Jacksonville 4-3 travels to Vegas. Vegas, 2.5 point road or home underdogs, 44.5 point over under. Folks, I killed him. It was me. I did it. I killed Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is out from a apparently non-contact knee injury in practice.
But his ACL is intact.
Thank God. I was going to say, did he go full Teddy Bridgewater?
Oh.
That's the last time I heard about a non-contact knee injury in practice, and that was his whole knee sliding off the bottom half of his leg.
I love for my knee to be falling off the bone tender.
Oh, man. I love a juicy knee. You squeeze it and all the juices come out. Ew, gross. All right, Tim Patrick is also out. Quentin Morris and Eric Murray are out as well. Devin Lloyd is questionable. For the Raiders, Aiden O'Connell is injured and out, as is Lonnie Johnson. My question was, Will the Jaguars unleash Travis Hunter? I killed him. I did it. It was me. My actual question is BTJ going to stop dropping the goddamn football?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I would hope so.
I think it'd be fine.
Okay. Is Trevor Lawrence a sneaky start this week against this terrible team?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, he could fall in the top 12.
Okay.
He could sneak in there.
He could stink in there?
He could sneak in there.
It sounded like you said he could stink in there. Possible. All right. Is Travis Etienne bad now? Over the last three games, 10.7 attempts, 40 yards, 2.7 catches for 16 yards through the air. Is Travis Etienne not an advisable start anymore?
I think he is an advisable start this week, at least.
Yeah, against that Raiders.
Going up against the Raiders. Okay, so we're still starting Travis Etienne.
Yeah,
I am indeed, yes.
Okay, Travis Etienne or Kareem Hunt.
Etienne.
Yeah, Etienne.
Travis Etienne or Jaylen Warren?
Warren.
Travis Etienne or J.K. Dobbins?
Dobbins.
Etienne.
All right, Walker, your question about the Las Vegas Raiders is?
Is Geno Smith and a hooker to Tucker?
Yes. Trey Tucker is the downfield passing game for this team. Brock Bowers is back. You're going to play Brock Bowers, but I think he takes over underneath a little bit more than Justin Tucker. This is his fourth top 10 matchup this year, and in his last three matchups in the top 10, he had double-digit PPR points in all of them. So I'm hoping he's going to hooker to Tucker.
He's going to...
That's fair.
He's going what now? Sir?
Oh. No, but I think he's like a fringe wide receiver three. Definitely a guy who could have 20 points this week. Problem is that he could also have three.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to have three. I think he's too involved to get that few yards. He could have
five.
There you go. There you go. See? Be more reasonable. A different level of useless.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're starting Brock Bowers in the first game back, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
There was some hesitation there, Walker. Where's Brock Bowers ranked for you this week?
I just had to find him. He's at 6.
Okay. So guys ahead of him are obviously let's see, Trey McBride, Tucker Kraft, George Kittle?
Yep.
Sam Laporta?
No.
Retroactively Mark Andrews with 2 touchdowns?
Yes.
Now who's ahead of him?
Tyler Warren is number 1 and Jake Ferguson's number 4.
Tyler Warren number 1. Mike, does this make you uncomfortable?
The whole thing makes me uncomfortable.
Wow.
Mike's like, I'm comfortable when the Colts are bad.
That's right.
Mike's the last Colts fan clamoring Mike for Anthony Richardson.
Mike, comfortable and unhappy. Uncomfortable and happy.
Yes, exactly. That's
my sweet spot at work.
Where are we on the uncomfortable happy scale?
That's right. I think that's it for this one. Anybody that I forgot? Ashton Jeanty, you're starting.
Yep. Gino, you're not.
Jacoby Myers, you're not.
Correct.
All right. Let's go to Walker's poop from a butt of the week. New Orleans, 1-7. Rams, 5-2. Rams, 14.5-point home favorites, 43.5-point over under. Alvin Kamara, Rashid Shaheed, Altine, Taylor are all questionable. Darius Williams is doubtful for the Rams. Tyler Shuck getting the start. So my question is it Chris Olave and ditch the rest with Tyler Shuck under center? We've kind of talked around Alvin Kamara. It sounds like you guys are higher on Kamara this week than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to sneeze.
Oh, no worries.
I just muted myself real quick, but damn, that was a big sneeze. Crystal Lava, yes, I think you can play him.
All right. Walker, just taken aback by their sneeze. Just a force of nature. I mean, a good sneeze will do that to you.
Yeah, I was like dizzy for like 2 seconds.
Oh, man, that's the good stuff. Where your blood doesn't know where it's supposed to be. That's how they get you. All right. Mike, what do you think? Chris Olave and ditch the rest for the Saints?
Well, I don't know. Juwan Johnson, maybe, because...
That's a good point.
Outlet.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I think his outlet's going to be Kamara.
That's also possible. I think that that's the big question is, who is Tyler Shuck's outlet? And that's the guy that you can start going forward.
Yeah, this is going to be like, I feel like Alvin Kamara, if he stays healthy, he could be Mr. like PPR scam god for the rest of the season, where he gets like 7 catches a game from Tyler Shuck panicking and dumping into the ball.
It's going to be like, was it last year or the year before where Derek Carr hurt his shoulder and it was just right. like 10 targets a game to Alvin Kamara?
We have Alvin Kamara with 12 carries for 18 yards and 7 catches for 21 yards. Doesn't even get to 40 yards total, but he scores a touchdown, so he has 17 fantasy points.
Oh my God. That's the Alvin Kamara sweet spot right there. Yeah, here we go. Can you tell me when Derek Carr hurt his shoulder? Here's his target volume. 5, 3, 3, 9, 8, 8, 7, 11, 9. Yes,
oh, that man can't throw the ball downfield anymore.
Yeah, if we get that back from Alvin Kamara, all my takes are retroactively good, folks. We did it. All right, let's talk about the Rams. Matt, Mike, you want to talk about the starting quarterback?
Yeah, Matt Stafford. Is he startable?
He's startable in my Big Dynasty Drix for me.
He is startable, yes. I do have worries that the Rams will do the thing they do where they play down to their competition in this game. They're going to win, but I feel like the Saints could easily cover this and it could be like a 21-13 bullshit game. But I think he'll probably still throw multiple touchdowns. I think he's more of a fringe QB1 than a smash start.
I agree. I would say probably like quarterback 10-ish is where I would probably stick him.
I have him at 13.
Okay. I mean, I have him as QB1 because I have, what is it, the ownership effect?
Right, yeah.
What's that actually called?
I don't know.
It's called the, the endowment effect.
Ah.
Ooh, fancy name, divestiture aversion. I like it.
I don't like any of that. That's too fancy.
If folks at home, if you don't know what that is, that's every time you have somebody on your fantasy team versus somebody on somebody else's fantasy team. You're like, this is my guy. He's the greatest player ever.
All right.
Puka, you're playing. Davante Adams, you're playing. Kyren Williams, you're playing. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, outside of the Stafford conversation, yeah, it's just those guys.
All right, we all got the Rams winning this one. A game of the week, folks. Chiefs and Bills. Chiefs are 4-3, Bills are 5-2. Chiefs 2.5 point, road favorites, 52.5 point over under. Isaiah Pacheco is out in this one, as is Josh Simmons. Josh Palmer is out for the Bills. Daquan Jones and Shaq Thompson are also out, and Taron Johnson is questionable. Walker, your question is about Rashee Rice.
Yes, Rashee Rice has been twice as nice. What about thrice?
Oh, man. I'm trying to figure out a way to rhyme. This man's going to get another goddamn bullshit touchdown with Rice.
I don't know, but he'll do that, though. Yeah, I think he's going to keep being good. Mike, what do you think? Is he going to score again?
I don't know if he'll score again, but he's definitely going to be someone that like catches 8 balls for, 100-something yards and a touchdown. So, yeah, let's...
Ooh, Mike got there.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Ooh! So what you're saying, is he will return on his price.
Yeah.
Here we go. We got there in the end.
That's right. Now, let me take a sip from my slice.
Is it actually?
No, I told you it's a monster.
Yeah, what kind of monster is it?
We got Ultra Vice Guava. Oh, dang. Vice. That's Ultra Vice Guava. Good. Let's go, baby.
There we go.
We did it, everybody. All right.
Putting that Vice on ice, baby.
Xavier Worthy is, I think, a big question here, because dude has not been involved over the last three games. Over the last three games, 15 targets, 10 catches, and just about 100 yards with one score combined. So can we bench Xavier Worthy this week?
Yeah.
You can. I think he's more of a like a wide receiver three, kind of low on the lower end of that even. Like, I would rather start a JMO or a in the same game, I'd rather start Shakir as well.
That was going to be my question, Mike. Shakir or Worthy?
Shakir.
All right. Without Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, who is mostly getting goal line carries, should be getting the bulk of the carries in a good matchup. Walker, where is Kareem Hunt ranked for you this week?
25.
Five?
25.
Oh, 25. The 20 cut out. I was like, five?
Oh, 25.
Okay. What about Mike? What do you think about Kareem Hunt this week? No Isaiah Pacheco. Rashad Smith seems to just be the passing downs guy, the Jerick McKinnon. What do we think about Hunt this week?
I think he'll get in the end zone, so top 24 around there is probably where he'll finish.
Yeah, I think end zone is all but guaranteed for Kareem Hunt this week.
Like, I still don't think he's any good, and I don't think he'll catch that many passes, but mm-hmm. I do think he will score a touchdown.
No, he's not good, but we saw last season when Isaiah Pacheco was out, he would just 3.5 yards a carry himself to like 62 yards and a touchdown every game.
Right. Yeah. He'll score, I think, like 13 points.
Yeah. So Travis Kelce, Smash McDoubles, you're starting. Patrick Mahomes is QB1. So I think that's it. Is there anybody I'm missing on the Chiefs? Don't start Breshard Smith unless you are exceptionally desperate.
Yeah, I mean, I think Breshard Smith is like a flex option, but it's on the low end of viability.
I think it's a let's hope this works flex rather than a like solid flex.
Yeah, like I have him right there with Tyjae Spears.
Yeah. Those are two of my streamers this week, actually. Tyjae and Breshard Smith, just because of rostership.
Is the other one Michael Carter?
No.
Okay, because he's the very next guy for me.
Yeah. Bam Knight is only 45% rostered.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Same theory, but I was shocked that Bam Knight was so low rostered. But I think what it was bye week, not really sure what's going on, and it was the bipocalypse last week. So I think the roster rate just sank like a stone last week, because last one in, first one out with Bam Knight. So, all right. On the other side, James Cook is your question, Mike.
Yeah, James Cook, is he going to be back-to-back weeks with top five performances?
No.
No, I think this is a game where Josh Allen balls out, which takes away from James Cook.
I think Cook will still be plenty startable. I just don't think he gets the multiple touchdowns or the hundreds of yards that vault him into the top five.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we have to understand here. So we're starting at Jonathan Taylor, 3 touchdowns. So you only have 4 spots to work with after that in the top five.
Right, and Christian McCaffrey's playing with Giants.
So you got 3 spots.
Amir Gibbs is playing the Vikings. That's... you got Jacobs against Carolina. You got Bijan against New England. I mean, he's got a tough road.
He's got a tough road to hoe, but he still must start.
Yes.
All right. Khalil Shakir in this one. I feel like he is a... Is Khalil Shakir the new Jacoby Myers? Is he the new gold standard for this kind of guy?
He might have to. He's a young guy who's going to be around a long time too. We might have to transition it into the Khalil Shakir archetype.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this guy that's like 6 for 60. Like, yeah, that's the like median game.
Right, and like the differentiator is like if you're really good at yak or not. Because like, J. Shakir is really good at yak, and so he turns his five catches a game into like 75 yards. Whereas like Jacoby Myers, for example, wasn't as good at yak, but was very good at route running, and so he would turn his five catches a game into like 58 yards.
Exactly. Okay, so we'll, in the off season, we'll have to convene a committee, a naming committee
to determine the Khalil Shakirs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then, so he's a wide receiver three, Dalton Kincaid, was not great last week. We going back to him this week against the Chiefs.
I have him right on the edge, tight end 12.
I think that he's a blob guy, and I'm going to go with the blob guy in the highest over or second highest over under of the week. I think I'll be doing that.
That's fair.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think Dalton Kincaid this week? Yes.
Yeah. I think top 12 is a good spot for him.
All right. Are we starting Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Mahomes.
Ooh. Mike, the guillotine league is going all the way off. I'm sitting here going like, my team is so good. And I look at every other team. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Right.
Was there four left now? Yeah, four left. And I'm like, how did they let me have Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson? I'm like, oh, because every other team looks like this.
It's because they didn't really let you. It just kind of is how it is.
It's just that's who's left. Here, let's check out my team this week. We've got Patrick Mahomes, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, James Cook, Kyren Williams, George Kittle, Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams. Who let this happen?
I mean, that's very good, but it's honestly probably not even that close to the best team remaining.
No, let's see. Let's see what Evan's team is. Evan's team is unstoppable. Let's see. Evan has Josh Allen, Sun God, Puka, Christian McCaffrey, Bijan, Tyler Warren, Marvin Harrison, and Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Jeez.
Oh, Harrison is the only assailable person in that lineup.
I know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he has Michael Pittman on his bench. Just switch Marvin Harrison with Michael Pittman.
Well, this week is about the same, I would say.
Yeah. Oh my God. I need Evan to quit fantasy football abruptly so I have a chance to win this this league.
I somehow don't anticipate that.
Oh man. And also he has the most fab remaining.
He's in a nice position.
He has 442. This and the second highest is 130. And he had his full fab this week, and all of his bids were $131. So he was just like, I'll take that, I'll take that, I'll take that, I'll take that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's paying attention, folks. He's not gonna.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Sunday. Oh, wait, I have the Chiefs. Mike has the Chiefs. Walker.
Oh, the Bills, baby.
Going with the Buffalo Bills. Bills have won, I think I heard, the last four regular season matchups, and the Chiefs have won the last four postseason matchups.
Yes.
I almost said offseason matchups. Like, these guys are scrimmaging in May.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about Sunday Night Football. Seattle Seahawks 5-2 travel cross-country to take on the Washington Commanders because we need more Commanders in primetime, folks. It's contractually obligated. Yeah, we have to have the NFC East at least one primetime game every week. Seattle 2.5-point road favorites, 47.5-point over under. Sam Darnold will not be honking on Bobo this week. Jake Bobo is out. Derek Young is also out. Eric Saubert, Christian Hayes, and Julian Love are also out. Cooper Kupp is questionable, as is Jaron Reed. For the Commanders, Terry McLaurin, he played one game and then he got hurt again. She Colson, my yank off, will not be playing
until I hamstring.
she yank off my Colson until I hamstring. John Bates is questionable, as is Laremy Tunsil, as is Jerzon Newton. Folks, did we see Ben Sinnott catch a ball last week? We did it, everybody.
Yeah, I know. And he looked good too.
He looked good. Give him the ball.
And then they put him right back in the chest for later.
Yeah, they're like, that's cute. Get back on the bench. Yeah, it was like
That's your one catch a month.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury treated him like when your dog gets out. You're like, hey, get back in there. Hey, what are you doing? Ben Sinnott wagging his tail. You see, I got the ball. All right. My question is, in this matchup, is Sam Darnold a streamable quarterback this week? So on my passing game model, Sam Darnold has the fifth best quarterback matchup. They have allowed, they being the Commanders, have allowed 19.88 or more fantasy points allowed in the last three games. Granted, two of those guys were Dak Prescott and Patrick Mahomes, but Caleb Williams also had that floor game of 19.88. Seattle Seahawks do unfortunately have the fourth lowest passing rate over expectation or neutral pass rate. So that might be limited because they love to run the damn rock. But in his last three games, he has seven touchdowns and two picks and 295 or more passing yards in two out of the last three games. So 44% rostered. Can we stream Sam Darnold this week? Is he a good play?
Yes. I think he might be the best streamer option you've got, depending on how rostered Jackson Dart is.
I think Jackson Dart's way too rostered.
Okay, then definitely Darnold is your best streaming option.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Darnold.
I think that's a yes. All right, what are we doing with the running backs in this game? Ked Walker getting destroyed, hamstrung by Zach Charbonnet. Are we starting either of them?
I think they're both like fine plays, but not great. I have Walker at 23, Charbonnet at 27.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Walker.
Yeah, I think that Zach Charbonnet has a very annoying role. He seems to be the goal line guy.
Right.
Zach Charbonnet is just Kareem Hunt for Seattle.
Yeah. He's a throwing salmon, Kareem Hunt.
That's right.
Let's see, carries inside the five. He has six goal line carries. Care to guess how many Kenneth Walker has?
One.
Yeah, I would say two. This would be different.
One or two. Let's see. Yeah. Or Mike's banking that it's two or more so that he's correct.
That's right.
Mike? You are correct. It's two.
Yes.
Bang. So Kenneth Walker not getting the goal line carries, getting destroyed by Zach Charbonnet because of it. Walker, you talked a lot about AJ Barner this week on the Tuesday episode. Would you like to fill us in on your AJ Barner love?
I think he's a decent streaming option if you are desperate.
AJ Barner has 10 PPR points in four of his last six games. He struggled against Houston before the bye, but they are 28th in fantasy points allowed to tight ends. The Commanders suck, allowing the eighth most fantasy points to tight ends per week. By my passing game model, this is the fourth best tight end matchup, and they have allowed 18 plus fantasy points to the tight end in three of the last five games. AJ Barner is my deep, deep stream this week, 9% rostered. Walker, oh, I'm on board.
He's on the AJ Barn wagon.
Yeah.
How about this? We're AJ Barnstorming.
AJ Barnstorming. There we go.
We got there. Yeah, I'm in on AJ Barner. I think it's more DFS play, but I'm in on AJ Barner this week. All right.
I like it. I don't mind it at all.
Let's go. All right, Walker, you want to know about Bill.
Is he Ja'Cory Kroski merit a start this week?
God, no. Seattle is the best run defense in the NFL. He doesn't catch passes. No, Terry McLaurin to make the defense respect the pass. God, no, do not start Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. Woody Marks, Alvin Kamara, Ken Walker.
You want to hear a couple Kareem real Hunt ones?
Yeah.
I'd rather start Bam Knight and Tony Pollard than JC.
Hard agree.
Damn.
Especially on Bam Knight. Hard agree.
Yeah, and I have him bare, like the first guy he's above is Breshard Smith. That's what we're talking.
Yeah, don't go to JCM this week. Mike, your thoughts? Mike's like, I kind of like JCM this week.
Well, his nickname is Bill, so Bill can be money. And if he's money, then that means he has a really good week. So there you go. Bill with the good week.
Wait, you know what I just thought about? The Congress is not in session. The government shut down. You can't pass a bill if the government shut down.
Oh, that's true.
You can't pass a bill in Washington if the government shut down. It's all right there. It's all right there.
That's perfect.
I actually want to see how it's done since the government shut down. All right. What are we doing with the rest of the Commanders?
Debo's a wide receiver 3. Zach Ertz, you're probably playing. And Jaden Daniels, you are definitely playing.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Sounds good to Mike. Okay. So the government shut down on October 1st. So the first full week of the shutdown started on October 6th. Since that date, since October 6th, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt is averaging 3.1 yards per attempt, 40 rush yards per game, and 2 receiving yards per game.
Yikes.
Oh, you can... I know what Jeff's next post is going to be about.
Okay. Damn, second largest shutdown in U.S. history. That's crazy. I wonder who number one is. I wonder if it was the last time Trump was in office.
Yeah, I bet you it is.
Ooh.
It was. Okay. Zach Ertz, yes. Jacoby. Debo Samuel, yes. And Jaden Daniels, yes. I didn't listen to Walker's answer. That was just filibustering so I could get those that stupid coincidence. All right, we all got the Seattle Seahawks winning this one. Let's go to Arizona and Dallas. Arizona 2-5, Dallas 3-4-1. Dallas 2.5-point favorites, way too tiny. Walker's picking Arizona to win. I think Dallas is going to cruise. 53.5-point over-under. Zay Jones and Amari DeMarcado were limited in practice with ankle injuries. We were talking about soft benchings before the episode. Kyler Murray might be soft benched. So what are we doing with Kyler Murray this week? Are we just...
I mean, you can't play him.
Yeah. Like go see if Jacoby Brissett's available.
Right, because honestly, against Dallas, Jacoby Brissett's a fine option.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett might have 300 passing yards in this game.
He very easily could, yes.
Yeah. So, Mike, what do you think? Kyler Murray, do you think that Kyler Murray is being soft benched? Would you risk it? I don't really know what question I'm asking here.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's all speculation.
It's really tough to risk it because it's Monday Night Football. If I would have to take a gander or a guess, I would say Kyler Murray does not play.
Woo!
I don't think he's going to play either.
That he's soft benched, yes.
Soft benched. JJ McCarthy, Kyler Murray hanging out together.
Yep.
All right. Marvin Harrison, I think you're starting him either way. I mean, this Dallas defense is, it could be the worst in the NFL. Do we think it's the worst in the NFL? I think it's the worst in the NFL.
It's right up there. And it's definitely, I would say, the worst in terms of intermediate and deep passing defense. And that's where they use Harrison. So I think he's going to have a good game.
Yeah. Marvin Harrison, top 5?
Whoa, that's too much.
Okay, I was trying to gauge.
I have him at 14.
Marvin Harrison, top 14?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Got it in one. Bam Knight, we kind of talked about it. Sneaky start, Bam Knight or Woody Marks?
Woody.
Yeah, going with Woody over. You go with Woody for the Bam.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. All right.
At night.
Ooh, Trey McBride must start. That's it. And Walker on the other side. You have a question about the Cowboys passing game.
Are we, with the return of CeeDee Lamb as the wide receiver 1 in Dallas, are we sticking with Pickens?
Is CeeDee Lamb the number 1?
Jeff, don't do this.
Hey. I'm just asking questions here.
Don't do the pedantic, he had 2 more yards or whatever thing.
No, it's air yards. It's target share. I'm kidding. CeeDee Lamb is number 1, but George Pickens is very close. We are sticking with Pickens. You can't put that toothpaste back in the tube. You can't run that wide receiver off of the sideline. Yeah, I think you're sticking with Pickens. I think Pickens is top 24 option, must start every week.
I agree.
Yeah, he has too much potential to give you a shitload of points to bench.
Yeah, so we all agree. We're sticking with Pickens. We're sticking with Javonte. Big Ferg, bounce back week. Dak Prescott, must start.
Yes, you start all your Cowboys. IMO.
IMO, I agree. Mike, any a dissent there?
IMO, HMO.
Yeah. Damn. PPO?
PPO. Yeah.
All right. All the O's. Oreo.
Oreo.
BTFO. GTFO. Jello. ELO. REO. Speedwagon. All right. That's it. Anything else? Any other games?
Yeah. Speedwagon. That's a. I don't know.
Good bit, Walker. We'll end it there. Okay. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Football Obscurity Podcast. We will be back on Tuesday to discuss all of this week's action. And let's see what nasty Thursday night football game we have next week. Come on, Jags Titans. Come on, Jags Titans. That's the quintessential Thursday night football game.
It is. That's true.
It is.
Ew! Titans.
Raiders Broncos.
Yikes.
Not great.
Oh, God. And then Jets Patriots. All right, week 12, we got a decent one. Week 12, we got Bills Texans.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
And then week 13, we got Packers Lions, Chiefs Cowboys, Bengals Ravens. Ooh, that Bengals Ravens game is going to be a great one to take a nap to. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.